This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An aid ship loaded with about 200 tons of food for Gaza has set sail for Cyprus and should arrive in about 3 days. VOA's Rick Pantaleo reports.
The food was gathered by World Central Kitchen, the charity founded by celebrity chef Jose Andres, and is being transported by the Spanish aid group Open Arms. Juan Camilo Jimenez is the activation manager for the World Central Kitchen.
We are carrying almost 200 tons of aid there, food supplies, basically rice, beans, lettuce, canned tuna, and others.
The United States has separately announced plans to construct a sea bridge near Gaza in order to deliver aid, but it will likely be several weeks before it becomes operational. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Yemen's Houthi rebels have targeted a Liberian-flagged container ship in the Red Sea with missiles on Monday, producing an explosion near the vessel but causing no damage. The master of the vessel reported the explosion and said no one was hurt. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on the role powerful gangs are now playing in Haiti's future.
It's not immediately clear who'll be chosen to lead Haiti out of the crisis in which heavily armed gangs have become steadily more dominant, although Guyana President Irfan Ali says the transitional council would have 7 voting members and 2 non-voting ones. Some experts question the role the gangs, who control 80% of Port-au-Prince, will have to play. Robert Fatton, a Haitian expert at the University of Virginia, says even if you have a different kind of government, the reality is you need to talk to the gangs. You can't suppress them. Fatton notes gangs have supremacy in the capital. If there's no countervailing force, he says, it's no longer a question of if you want them at the table. They may just take the table. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And this is VOA News. Russian officials say that Ukrainian long-range drones smashed into 2 oil facilities deep inside Russia. At the same time, an armed incursion claimed by Ukraine, based on Russian opponents of the Kremlin, unnerved a border region just days before Russia's presidential election. The attack by waves of drones across 8 regions of Russia displayed Kyiv's expanding technological capacity as the war extends into its 3rd year. Cross-border ground assault also weakened President Vladimir Putin's argument that life in Russia has been unaffected by the war, though he remains all but certain to win another 6-year term by landslide. The U.S. will rush more weapons to Ukraine from Pentagon stockpiles, although it still lacks the money to replace them. The latest from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
It's the military's first announced security package since December, when the U.S. acknowledged it wasn't just out of money to replace the weapons. It's about $10 billion overdrawn. The latest aid comes with Ukraine running dangerously low on munitions.
When Russian troops advance and its guns fire, Ukraine does not have enough ammunition to fire back.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, hours before President Biden issued a similar warning. The new weapons delivery won't help for long. The Pentagon was able to fund this shipment after finding cost savings in some weapons contracts. The Biden administration is again urging Congress to provide billions more in funding for Ukraine, which is stalled in the GOP-led House. Sagar Magani, Washington.
AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on a search in Mexico for 2 detectives who have been investigating the disappearance of 43 students.
Mexico's president says 2 detectives looking for a group of students who went missing almost 10 years ago have themselves disappeared in Mexico's Pacific Coast state of Guerrero. President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador said that a search effort has been launched to find the 2 federal agents, a man and a woman. Speaking at his daily news briefing, Lopez Obrador said he hopes the disappearance of the detectives is not related to those who don't want to solve the 2014 case of 43 missing students from a rural teachers' college. Gangs are suspected of killing the students and burning their remains. I'm Norman Hall.
The NATO military alliance is working to turn its diversity into strength as its membership grows in response to Russia's threat. More than 20,000 soldiers from 13 member nations are currently in drills that are part of NATO's largest maneuver since the Cold War. They include new members Sweden and Finland, who now have the guarantee that an attack on any other member will be considered as an attack on them all. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.